So you guys are going to tie up the only microwave for 20 minutes to make a frozen lasagna? Ballsy.
You ignorant loser. First of all, it's not just a frozen lasagna. It's a mama maglionis.
Second of all, it's going to take 21 and a half minutes. The box says 20, but we know better than the box.
You see, this microwave is a Kitchen Pro Max.
Bit of a lightweight.
It's only 1.2 kilowatts.
Fine for popcorn.
But we're talking about mama maglionis here.
Takes a lot to get mama hot.
She's a real size queen.
Well, that started out fun, and here we are at our normal ending place, disgusting.
Uh-oh. Guys, we have a major problem here. No garlic bread.
Okay, we need to stay calm. Let's think. The garlic bread needs to go in the toaster oven with 8 minutes left on the lasagna. Maybe we could run down to the corner store and make it in time.
That just gives us 12 minutes to go to a place and come back.
Mama Maglione.
We have to go now!
Okay, well, good luck with that, weirdos.
Stupid piece of crap.
Rosa, come on. You can't break a mouse in half. Oh, wow, you did. Scary. You really earned your rep.
Stupid internet. The network's been down all morning and my girlfriend...
Jocelyn.
Right, she's leaving town for 2 weeks.
Oh, is Jocelyn leaving town? Where is Jocelyn going?
Dude, you forgot her name one time. It's not a big deal. You don't have to keep proving you remember it.
That's not what's happening here. I'm just saying it a lot because she's so important to me.
Okay, what's her last name?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. It's Price.
Right.
She's leaving town for 2 weeks. I want to send flowers to her hotel room.
Oh, that's sweet.
I wish Amy would send me flowers.
Why is it taking Holt and this IT guy so long to fix the internet? One police plaza sent him an hour ago.
Huh. Why does Holt look so worried?
What are you talking about? He looks exactly like he always does.
To you, perhaps. But I finally learned how to read his emotions. His lips are slightly pursed, and he's blinking at 8-second intervals as opposed to his normal 10. Oh my god. He's having a meltdown.
Meltdown seems excessive.
No, it's a meltdown. Mark my words. Hey there, Captain. Everything okay?
No, I'm having a meltdown.
Rob, that was amazing.
Thanks, it was a lot of work.
This is Sergeant Knox.
From Cyber Operations.
He's discovered the reason for our network issues. A hacker is attempting to break into our servers.
Not all of them, just the Lacme server.
Well, that's good.
No, Captain Holt's nostril just twitched. It's bad.
It's devastating.
Props again.
Thanks again.
The Lacme server holds clearance-protected information, including the names of our undercover agents. If it's compromised, people could lose their lives.
Okay, but isn't the server secure?
Yes, but the hacker's already used an ARP to resolve the host name with a DNS server.
Uh-huh. ARP, DNS, totally following what you're saying.
Right now, they're trying to get root access by connecting the OSI network to the data link.
You know, I'm a bit of a computer nerd myself, but could you maybe dumb it down a bit for my friends here?
They're almost through our defenses. If we can't stop them, they'll be inside of our server and 19 minutes.
Mamma Maglione.
Down clock, green text on a black background. We are in full-on action movie mode. Now all I need is my no-nonsense captain to tell me to focus because time is running out.
Peralta.
Yes?
You have something in your teeth. It's quite off-putting.
What? No, time is running out. I fed you your line. No one ever has something in their teeth in a movie. Watch a movie, stupid Holt.
Damn it! I tried to remove the server from the chain, but the hacker blocked the protocol.
Why don't you just unplug it? That's what I do anytime I'm having computer trouble. And also, I code a lot. Java, mainframe, this guy knows what I'm talking about.
The NYPD servers have internal backup batteries. Even if we unplug them, they'll stay on for another 2 hours.
As a captain, I have an override code I can use to wipe the servers clean, so there'd be no information for the hackers to steal. But there's one problem, Jake.
Yes, sir.
You still have something in your teeth. You tried to get rid of it, but it's made it much more prominent.
Why would you stop everything just to tell me that?
It's very distracting. Anyway, I can't use my override code because doing so would delete the entire evidence tracking database. The NYPD only backs up that information at the precinct level twice a year. We would lose 4 months of evidence.
So what you're saying is that every perp awaiting trial would walk free?
Exactly. And we have hundreds of open cases. Wiping the servers is not an option. The only solution is to track down the hacker.
How? It could be anywhere in the world. Osaka, Berlin, Macau, Stockholm. Are you guys just going to keep letting me list cities I've lived in?
Wait, the Lacme server isn't wired to the internet. It's supposed to be offline. How are they accessing it?
They must be going through a physical AP.
Yeah, again, these guys don't get computers like you and I, so...
It's not a remote connection. The hacker's inside the building.
Let's mobilize. Nobody in or out of the building without authorization. Check every inch of every floor. Yeah. Jake!
Oh, let me guess. It's on another tooth now? Is it somehow on my face?
No, what I was going to say is we only have 15 minutes left. You need to focus because time is running out.
Oh, yeah. That's what the F I'm talking about. Thank you, sir.
What's all this?
A drunken brawl broke out between two sororities. We're keeping the Lambda News up here, and the Kappa Gamma Kappas are on holding on two. They're all so mean.
They're kids, Boyle. I'm sure they're just scared.
Yeah, we're just scared kids. Can we please go home now?
I'm sorry, we have to process you, but I promise we'll go as fast as we can.
I hope you get shot in the line of duty.
Oh my God.
All right, brush it off, Sarge. We've got an emergency. There's a hacker in the building.
Look for anyone you don't recognize using a computer or plugged into a port.
I initiated lockdown protocol. I'll search the fourth floor. Peralta, Diaz, start on one, work your way up. Jeffords, take Boyle. Start on three, work your way down.
On it.
I'll grab the keys for the first floor.
Smart. Ames, I love you, but I can't talk right now.
I just got an alert that the 99 is on lockdown. I'm on my way.
Wait, aren't you at the dentist?
Yeah, I left. It's fine. It's a new hygienist, and to be honest, her scraping technique was a joke.
We have 14 minutes to find a hacker. You're not going to get back in time.
But everybody else is there, right? I mean, it seems weird to have this big thing happen without me.
We talked about this, Amy. You have an unhealthy fear of missing out on work. You have FOMO.
This isn't FOMO. It's not like I'm freaking out or anything. Out of my way, you old bitch! This cab is mine! I'll be there in 10 minutes. I love you. Don't solve it without me.
I got the keys. Let's go.
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn Price. Hey.
What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at the airport?
Yeah. I wanted to stop and see you on the way there. I think we need to talk.
Why? Is something wrong?
I should have done this last night, but I chickened out. We need to break up.
Oh, Mama Magalione.
You want to break up? But I just met your college friends. Telling me I had to talk to Matt for nothing.
Rosa?
I thought you liked Matt.
Matt is a nightmare. He kept saying hashtag tell me about it.
We should really get going.
Listen, I just don't understand why this is happening.
Look, I love being with you, but how often am I actually with you?
We're together every night.
Unless you're at work, or doing work, or thinking about work. It's like you never have time for me.
I'm sorry, but Rosa doesn't have time for you. We have a really important work thing.
That was bad. Let me try rephrasing it. You are not as important as Rosa's job. Oh, wow, that was way worse.
Look, we just have to take care of this one thing. It's an emergency. Then I'll be right back and we can talk about this.
I really have to get to the airport.
Please.
Okay, fine. But I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
Okay, just wait in the break room. Don't sit on the couch. It's full of farts.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm great. I love being dumped. It's super great.
I think you're being sarcastic, but it's hard to tell with your voice the way it always is.
Just check the third floor. We didn't find anyone.
We're on our way to one.
You didn't even start yet.
Rosa took a long time getting ready. You know how ladies be prepping. Ow! I was just covering up the truth so it wouldn't be awkward.
Ooh, did something awkward happen? I could probably relate. Dish, bitch.
Rosa got dumped out of the blue because she cares so much about her job and doesn't spend enough time with Jocelyn. Ow! There's no winning with you!
Oh, so he got dumped and he didn't see it coming. Oh, brother, you are in Boyle country. Here's what you're gonna wanna do.
Come on, Boyle.
Beg her to take you back. And don't be afraid to cry. I'm talking tears and snot.
Quinn, did you get the alert?
Yeah, but I haven't seen anyone unusual down here. I mean, other than 1,000 Kappa Gamma Kappas.
At least you didn't have to deal with the Lambda News. Those girls are savages.
Right? We're the victims here. We have a nighttime event, and if we don't make our blowouts, then we'll all look disgusting, and nobody will give any money to the kids. Or dogs, or whatever the charity is.
It's to buy shoes for poor people so they can get jobs.
Yeah.
We'll do our best, but it's possible you're gonna miss your event.
That's too bad, because you could use some decent shoes.
What? Terry got these at Aldo.
Was it buy one, get one?
No, it wasn't. It was a 3-for-1 Labor Day doorbuster.
Makes sense.
Come on.
Nobody on the fourth floor.
Three is clear. We're finishing up two.
I gotta get out of here before the sorority girls notice my tie.
Just regroup in my office.
Go for Hitch.
Hitchcock, damn it. I meant to call Peralta. We're in the middle of a crisis.
Oh, no. Is it the lasagna?
The what?
Don't play dumb with me, Raymond.
What's wrong with the lasagna?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What is it? What's wrong with the lasagna? Is it bubbling over?
He won't tell me.
Captain, give us the damned information. Is it bubbling over?
I don't have time for these shenanigans.
What's the problem?
He wouldn't say.
Oh, no, then it must be bad. Call Jake. He'll tell us the truth.
Hitchcock?
Give it to a straight man.
What's going on?
Just searching the first floor.
Searching the first floor?
Why is the lasagna on the first floor?
Why is the lasagna on the first floor?
What? What are you talking about? The lasagna is fine.
Oh, thank God. He says it's fine.
Oh, you're Saint Jakey. I love you.
Okay, Holt's texting me. Love you too. Rosa, we gotta go up to Holt's.
Is this not done yet? Jocelyn leaves in 8 minutes, and I don't want things to end like this.
Wow, way to be vulnerable. I thought for sure you'd write her off the second she said she wanted to break up.
Yeah, I did. She's dead to me.
What? Then why are you so anxious to get back up and talk to her?
Because I have a plan. I'm going to beg her to stay, change whatever it is I need to change, and then once our relationship is stronger than ever, I'm going to dump her ass so quick. It's going to be brutal.
Okay, I'm going to try and put this nicely. That is psychotic. Okay, maybe not psychotic, but it's like something the lady from Killing Eve would do.
not Sandra Oh, Villanelle. You know, the crazy one who stabs everyone with a hairpin.
But have you still not watched Killing Eve? I've told you about it so many times.
Look, I've never lost a breakup, and I'm not starting now. I'm 12-0. I'm always a dumper, never the dumpy.
I just don't think every breakup has a winner and a loser.
Sounds like somebody who's lost all his breakups.
Not all. Maybe like half max. Just being generous. Hames!
Cat was too slow, decided to walk. It's nice to take a little stroll.
You're clearly running at full speed.
Whatever. How's it going there?
Not great. We still haven't found the hacker.
Oh, super. I mean, oh no!
Is Amy FOMOing?
Of course not.
Big time.
Okay, I gotta go, babe. We're headed to Holt.
Don't you dare hang up on me! I am part of it!
Rosa! This is dumb. I'm just gonna go.
No. You promised me more time. I still have 7 minutes.
I really don't want to miss my flight, and I cannot physically stand the way that room smells anymore.
Just breathe through your mouth. Please, just stay here. I'll be right back.
We searched everywhere. No hacker.
Well, maybe he camouflaged himself. Maybe he's a real-life Peter Malark out there looking like a river rock.
I hate to say it, but maybe it's time we start thinking about erasing the server.
No, not until the last possible minute. What else can you do?
I've been trying to pinpoint him. I've been making my way through the server sockets trying to determine which port he's plugged into.
What's going on? I can't hear anything. Turn me around. I'm missing everything. Part of the team. What's up, team?
Is Sergeant Santiago suffering from FOMAL?
No.
What's happening? I think the hacker just opened the holding cell.
Mamma Magalione!
Oh no, they're running free! Everyone cover up your worst physical attributes!
No, it's no use. They could always find new ones.
Why would the hacker open the holding cell?
Maybe he's trying to create a distraction. I think he can see that I'm closing in on his location.
Then keep doing that. The rest of you, get them back into holding. Come on, get down from there!
Do you know who my father is? He's in business. That's where you actually make money at your job.
I make money. I make good money.
That can't be true. Otherwise, you wouldn't still have that chin.
What? Nobody ever said anything about my chin? Boy, something wrong with Terry's chin.
I don't want to get involved.
Oh my God, it's true.
How is she running so fast in those shoes?
Too drunk to feel any pain.
Open up.
No!
You are trapped in a very small room and we can see you. What's your plan here?
Shut up, I'm trying to think. If you come in here, this weird mouth thing.
It's a staple remover, and it's shocking you don't know that.
Sorry, I'm not a secretary.
I don't have time for this. My girlfriend leaves in 3 minutes. You are ruining my life.
You're ruining my life. I missed my drive bar appointment without calling to cancel first. They keep record of those things.
Oh my God, neither of your lives are being ruined. I told you, I'm not on board with your psycho plan to destroy your girlfriend.
I'm not gonna destroy her. I actually want her back. I really love her, Jake.
Rosa, then why'd you say all that stuff about winning the breakup?
Because it's weak and humiliating to love someone. I lied to make myself feel strong and normal.
Right. That's definitely what came across, how normal you were being.
Don't let her go. You guys, I used to have this boyfriend, Jason. Then we broke up because I got drunk at spring fling and passed out in a bush, and he took too long to find me. And now he's gone, and it's like there's no one to find me when I pass out in a bush.
I'm not sure that totally applies here.
No, she's right. I can't let Jocelyn go. Can you handle this without me?
Yeah, it's under control. Go get Jocelyn back. Jocelyn Price.
You need to use a phone to make a call?
Gross, I don't know any phone numbers.
Where the hell did Jocelyn go?
Elevator, tears and snot!
Where are you going? I still have 1 minute left.
I'm leaving because it's clearer to me than ever that your job is more important to you than I am.
That's not true.
Sorry, ma'am. I can't let anyone in or out.
She's with me.
You don't even apologize when you blow me off. You just text double homicide, TTYL.
Sometimes I add those little heart emojis. You know how uncomfortable that is for me.
I'm sorry. My job is hard. Yeah, it is. And it's important and you help people. But I need more.
I promise I'll try.
Honestly, I just don't see it changing.
Move! Move! Move!
Oh, no. Why are you outside? Is it over? Did we catch a hacker?
No, I have a personal thing that's more important to me.
Oh, yeah. Work-life balance. I have that, too.
Sorry, I can't...
Andrew, it's me! Oh, come on.
Got it!
What?
Time check.
5 minutes, 10 seconds.
It's over.
Don't say that.
We'll never get the garlic bread toasted in time.
We can and we will.
How?
We'll set the oven to 500.
Are you insane? It'll burn.
We'll wrap it in foil.
The foil will stick to the cheese.
It's a risk we'll have to take.
Hey, you made it.
Yeah.
We finally got all the Lambda News back into holding.
Who are the Lambda News? Doesn't matter. I'll read your notes later.
I didn't take any notes.
What the hell, Jake? Do you even love me?
Says the woman who never once sent me flowers. Never mind. We still haven't found the hacker, but the cyber guy's getting close.
Okay, let's check in with Holt.
Hold on to him, girl. He seems pretty sweet.
and you guys are like both sevens.
Come on. We only have 2 minutes left. I'm telling you, I can't find him.
Captain, maybe it's time to face reality. We have to erase the servers.
I'll initiate the sequence for you. It just needs your passcode.
Perhaps you're right. How depressing. I never would have thought that typing an intricate sequence of numbers from memory would bring such sadness.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Santiago. I'm sure these guys have told you all about me already. Long story short, nothing happens around here without me.
What is that?
We just got an NOS ping from the first floor. The hacker is in room 103.
Mama Magalione!
Go! Go! Room 103!
What are we gonna do? It's still frozen in the middle!
Well, then turn up the temp!
It's already at 500. It's maxed out!
Then set the motherfucker broil!
Okay!
Jeez!
I thought you said you searched the entire first floor.
I did. I even checked the ceiling for clingers.
Hey, who's that guy from Cyber?
Sergeant Knox. We've been talking computers all day. Pretty technical stuff I kept up.
His face is really familiar. I can't place him.
Empty.
And there's nothing plugged into the internet port.
Knox said he got a NAS ping. I mean, NASs don't just ping themselves, guys.
Jake, stop. You're not fooling anybody. You don't know anything about computers.
Oh my God. You're right. I'm not fooling anybody.
I was fooled, Jakey. You're my computer boy.
No. I don't know anything about computers. None of us do. And Knox could tell that. So he knew that we wouldn't catch on if he just made stuff up. What if the reason we can't find the hacker is because there is no hacker?
But why would Knox lie about that?
What if he doesn't actually care what's on the LACME servers? Maybe his real goal was to just trick Holt into erasing all the servers. He might just be trying to delete some evidence.
So you think he's a criminal?
Oh my God, we have to go right now. I know how I know Knox! He's the guy from the security footage in the Avery Street murder.
Are you sure?
Yes, he shaved his beard, but it's definitely him.
We have less than a minute.
Call Holt. Knox is right next to him. He'll hear everything. Here, I'll text him.
I don't get it. Holt was about to erase the servers. If that's what Knox wanted, why did he stop him and say the hacker was in room 103?
I don't know. Maybe to get rid of us? No. To get rid of you. The second you showed up in Holt's office, he sent us away, and the holding cell doors, they opened when I walked in with Amy on my phone. He must have known that she would recognize him. Why is this taking so long to send?
What's going on? We're running out of time here.
Sorry, it's from my husband, Kevin.
Well, all due respect, but you don't have time for that. You've got 15 seconds before the hacker is inside the server.
It's just that Kevin just texted me some hot goss about our favorite reality TV star.
10 seconds! Your agents' lives are at stake. 8, 7!
Oh, I understand. I just have to find out about the hot goss.
How certain are you, sincerely, Raymond Holt? 100% sincerely, why am I doing that part? Send. Okay, it's that delivered.
Make way!
Peralta, Santiago, you'll be happy to know that I did not erase the server.
Oh, thank God.
But sad to know that Knox caught on and is now holding me at gunpoint.
Why not lead with that?
Nobody has to get hurt. Just put your guns down and put your hands in the air. Hey! So put your guns down and get your hands in the air.
The bread, it's gonna burn.
Guys, do what he says. I'll buy you all the garlic bread you want.
We're gonna hold you to that, Sarge.
Knox, you're pointing a gun at an NYPD captain. Have you really thought this through?
This is not my fault. You were supposed to be at the dentist.
What? How did you... You called me. He called me. He said he had a tip for the officer in charge of the Avery murder. I said I could meet any time except for this morning because of the dentist.
I had it all planned out.
Guess you didn't count on my FOMO. Yeah, that's right. It's crippling.
Oh, picking a weird time, but I'm glad you're finally owning it.
Here's what's gonna happen. The captain and I are gonna walk out of here real slow. No one's gonna move a muscle. Everyone's gonna be okay. And we're just gonna move.
He's down. Down. We got him.
Jeffers,
get him into holding. With pleasure. You're about to have a really bad day. Give me that. Look at his pants, ladies. They're a relaxed fit. Uh-oh. Is that a braided belt?
Whoa. What happened? You know what? Forget it. I'll just read Amy's notes.
Why aren't you guys on your way to the airport?
Oh, I'm gonna miss my flight. But it's worth it. It means a lot that Rosa bailed on all this just for me.
You did what, Diaz?
No, sir, I told her it was okay. If you're gonna be mad at anyone, be mad at me.
Okay, I am mad at you.
What? No, I didn't think you were really gonna be mad. It's that backfired. It's be mad at Rosa.
Worst morning ever.
Yeah, it was stressful, but we got the guy. Surprised you two are taking it so hard.
We were talking about our lunch, you self-absorbed son of a bitch.
Come on.
Look at this bread. It's completely inedible. There's not even any soft parts in the middle we can pull out.
Is that your sex tape?
We cooked that lasagna for nothing. Nothing!
Okay, but have you ever considered eating lasagna with no garlic bread?
We've never done that before.
I guess maybe we could give it a try. What do you think, Hitchcock?
What the hell? I had a feeling something crazy was going to happen today.
There you go.
It's almost ready. Mamma Magalione. Mm.
Not a doctor.
Shh. From your lawn.